emulation as an alternative. Emulation has a large setup and cost overhead. It's not something that you do, oh, well, let's do emulate, press a button, boom, it shows up on the machine. No, it's, you need full RTL, you need someone to babysit the thing, it's fairly costly. However, the big advantage is execution speed. If you do things like video, things that require long runs, emulation is the way to go. But don't think emulation is going to solve your system architecture problem. Emulation should be used more as in, let's make sure that in the long run, this thing is successful. It should not be your primarily early debugging technique. It's kind of a midway through stream, let's make sure that so far we're doing a good job. Because it has long loops for debugging. It requires full RTL, so you can't start simulating very early. And it involves a full synthesis run if you find a bug. But it's very useful for software. It's very useful for things that have to go through a lot of information or to go through all the states. If you're talking video where you have to go through entire, I think it's PAL, and you have to go through 8 frames, which is a lot of data. If you're MTSC, I think it's only 4 frames. So if you want to go through the entire range of your counters and lines and field counters, you have to go through the entire set of frames. I don't think simulation will do it. You're going to have emulation for that. Same thing if you do telecom. If you want to do a full sonnet framing thing, you need a lot of hackup there. The other thing too is capacity issue. Can you emulate your full system that is of interest? Maybe, maybe not. Nowadays, the capacity is becoming less and less of an issue, but interestingly enough, engineers keep coming up with bigger and bigger systems. So I'm sure you'll come up with a system that will not fit on your emulator, so you'll need a different strategy.